What's up, Bold Shift community? How are you doing this morning on this beautiful day? And greetings from Dallas, Texas, from Bold and Unique Living with Katrina Loco. I am your Bold and Unique Lifestyle Tour Guide. Wow, so what has your life got planned for you today? Guys, I'm just so excited about being here with you guys. I love the letters that you send. I love the text messages. I just love everything about this community. I love everything it represents, and I'm loving that change is coming to you all. Guys, you know we're about ready to end February, going into March, so everything is going to be blooming. Everything is going to be chirping and just so beautiful. But I want you to remember that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Rip off every label placed on you by others, especially the ones that you place on yourself. Well, we've been in a series talking about the unmasked entrepreneur and what that looks like. Many of you know my story about the struggles that I had starting a business and really getting to that level to allow my business to run itself and me learning things about business. Well, I have got with me a guest today. You're going to hear someone else's story. And like I said, maybe we want to hear your story or need to hear your story. Just write in and let me know. But today I have with me Miss Nikki Nicole. And guys, I'm telling you, she is a fireball. She is a woman about her business. She understands it. But before she even got to the level that she's at, she's had struggles too. And I'm going to let her talk to you guys about that today. So help me welcome to the show today, Miss Nikki Nicole. Hey, Nikki, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. And thank you for having me here today.
I'm excited. I just could not wait for my audience to hear you. I just couldn't wait.
Aw,
because
thanks.
I know when I first met you, it was like, connection.
Absolutely. I remember meeting you and just stopping right in front of the meeting that we were having and like, I like you.
Yeah, you did too.
I did. I had to let it be known. And I was like, yes, right here.
Yes.
Right here. And I think I even did this like back
you
and
did.
Forth.
Me yes, and
you.
Yes.
Like, there was something there instantly.
We got girls.
Right.
We knew we were sisters.
So all this was in the works, right?
It was. I'm so excited. So Nikki, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my real name is Nicole, but I go by Nikki Nicole. I do acting, I do modeling, and also I'm about women empowerment. That's important to me. And I do a lot of networking. I really enjoy this entertainment life that I have, and I do a radio host as well at Rocket Radio.
Wow.
So I'm just dabbing, and it's been such a short amount of time. And my success, I would say, is, you know, people base it off of measurements, right? I would say this, in less than a year, I feel that I can feel me going up each and every day. There's always a blessing, right?
Yes.
So that's how I've been able to say my success is measured. If I can help somebody, I love those messages, those DMs that say, wow, you inspired me. You encouraged me to do X, Y, Z. At a photo shoot, I connect with those women. And they're like, wow, I forgot something. Or they'll look at me and they're like, oh my gosh, you know, like, I wish I could do this. I take 5 minutes and show them how to do something. That's what encourages me and inspires me, knowing that I can help somebody else, whether it be a woman, a man. I'm all about, hey, let's help each other. Let's grow together. That's where I find much of my success. Those DMs that say, thank you. You encouraged me. Thank you. You made this possible.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a photo shoot recently for Valentine's.
Oh, those were nice.
Some of them first publications.
Wow.
And it's just me sharing information because mm-hmm. people don't know how to do that. Or they don't know where to start to get the research. And I just, for those girls who were participants of that, I went ahead, did the research myself, said, hey, here's, and, you know, first publication.
Wow.
Yeah, and so that's not me, that's them, right?
Yeah. But I'm hearing you, and I'm like, and guys, you have to understand, it's just on a whole other level because She's building her own career, but at the same time, you're helping others build their career. Not that they hired you to do that, but because you understand the importance of collaborations and you understand the power of frustration of somebody trying to know. And you're saying that if you know how to do something and if you know how to get it done or know where to get it done, you're going to share that information. That's just so amazing. A lot of people don't do that.
I think a lot of people want to turn it into a competition. And I am not about the competition. I'm more about if I see you succeed and we're on the same team, guess what? We're both winning.
Yes, yes. Yes.
And I think that's the difference in, I have, the modeling, entertainment industry, filming industry is so small that you wind up working with these people, right? And then, oh, you do this, help me, help me. I don't mind, you know? And the other day, I had a girl in front of me. She didn't have the confidence. But I was her one day. My first photo shoot, I was out of town, nobody with me, didn't know what to do. And all of a sudden, I'm looking at these women, all ages, all sizes, different colors. And it was a Halloween photo shoot. Just in October. Remember, I'm new to this, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm like, wow, I have little Halloween outfits, you know, thinking they're cute. And they work great. You know, I went to the thrift store. You know, people don't know where I get my stuff, but this particular one, I went to the thrift store. It was last minute. I actually won. That's how I went to my first photo shoot.
Wow.
I won that one. And I have been, I had just seen a posting from this girl out in Houston. And I entered. And I was like, wow, you know, it would be so amazing if I get it. Because she had another event, and I was like, I would love to go to that. And you had to pay for it, but she had sold out.
Oh, okay.
And then she had this one because what happened was one person wind up not going, and she was able to give away that spot for free because it's a non-refundable event. So what she does is allow another woman, but she did a drawing.
Oh, wow.
I'm from out of town. Everyone's new. I'm walking in and thinking, I'm just going to go in there and be cute and smile. No, these women, they empowered me.
Oh,
they
wow.
empowered me and they showed me. So I know how that feels. That's why when somebody says, hey, can you help me do this? Or can you show me? That small little thing made a difference for me.
Yes.
And I would like to encourage that to others to do that as well.
Wow.
You know, it's the small things that make a big difference. And I guarantee you doing that will open up doors of more opportunities.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So let me ask you, have your life always been what I would like to call peaches and creams? What were some of the struggles that you had to overcome in your life to get to this point? Or were there any at all?
Wow. I don't think I would be human. And I don't think I would be the person you would want to follow if I didn't have struggles. Because somebody who says that they didn't, well, thank goodness for them. Although I cannot relate to them. I need to be able to relate and know that that person, someone understands the struggle. Unfortunately, I did not have a glorious childhood, but I did make my positive out of it, right?
Okay.
So I have two kids. My son is 25 years old, and most people don't even think that I'm that old, or they think that I'm early 30s. Perfect example. Saturday I was on set, and I'm playing a wife, right? And the wife is pregnant. And they're like, oh, do you have any kids? And I was like, yeah, my son. You know, and they're like, oh, okay, thinking he's little. And I was like, no. And I give his age away. And they're like, how old are you?
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm go back to saying that I had my kid at 13 years old. Like others, they would probably, or at least I, in my, let me just talk from my experience. I had family members even say that I wasn't going to amount to anything. They didn't believe in me, right?
Mm-hmm.
My success wasn't going to be anything because I had a kid at such a young age. I wasn't going to amount to nothing. Those were the exact words. And I remember hearing that and their way of saying what success looked like
mm-hmm.
was painted differently for my path in their vision.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you have everybody that has their own opinions, and I'm here pregnant. And when everyone finds out, I'm 5 months.
Oh, wow. So you had already, yes.
Yeah. And my, I have some family members that are real strong believers in Christianity. And even their faith was tested because I was so young. And like, mm-hmm. wow, is this time for abortion? Is this time for adoption?
Right.
They were making choices for me.
Yes.
Because, quote unquote, I was not an adult
mm-hmm.
capable of making any decisions for myself. So I did what I thought was best for my route, and I took off, right? I ran away 2 blocks away with baby daddy. That was my runaway, right?
Yeah, two blocks away.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, but my mom came and got me 2 weeks later. Thank God, because that's not where I wanted to be. I wanted to be at home. And fast forward, I graduated with honors. I was top 10% of my class. I always knew I wanted to be in the military. But I had a bad recruiter, but I got a scholarship. Mm-hmm. I was able to go to college on a scholarship, paid for my 2 years degree. And I say this because I know that there are other young women who may be struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy. No matter what, I had hard times. You know, I had to mature very, very fast. But without having my son, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. And I tell him that all the time. I am in the military currently. I'm in the Army Reserves. I've been in for 8.5 years. And one thing that my son always says to me is, I'm his hero. And mm-hmm. I'm always quick to say, no, you are. No one back then, those non-believers,
mm-hmm.
thought I would be the person I am today. But here's what, because even now this is different for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is all new to friends and family, right?
Yes.
And I remember, again, coming into this industry of entertainment, once again, it's a family member that says, you're taking this too serious.
Mm.
What is taking this too serious for you?
Right.
Because in my eyes, this is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
This is just the beginning. So I sat down with this person because they're, you know, taking it too serious, right? And I'm like, I hear them out. And I'm like, you don't believe. But guess what? God believes.
Yes.
And that's what matters to me. Because I was promised. But that person was with me when the pastor said that from God. So then I switched it around and I said, why don't you just take this moment and embrace it as this is it.
Yes.
This is the promise.
Yes.
Ever since then, it's been respect on everything, number one fan, you know, like,
yes,
because now they believe, and every day there's something new.
Yes.
But I used to have a full-time job, right?
Mm-hmm.
The balance, right? As you climb up the success ladder.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm one of these persons, I've always been so independent, and I've always been about women empowerment, independency, strong women. That's just always been me naturally.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel like as I'm growing, I'm able to do for others, right? I could advocate for these ladies.
Yes, and you do.
Yeah.
You do. You really do.
Without even knowing it, though,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you have a following in the entertainment
yes,
world.
Yes, you do.
And So you gotta be, so you gotta walk the talk, right? And yes. Talk the walk. So as I continue, I'm like, if I can work as an employee and give somebody 8 hours a day, mm-hmm. and mind you, my industry, paralegal, is mm-hmm. very, very, very time consuming, yeah. and you know, those clients are just as important.
Yeah.
So I gotta make sure that I do everything. But yet I have my own business going on over here, yeah. in the entertainment world that's calling me,
yes.
as well. So you got to find a balance. And I remember that person like, you're taking it too serious. And I'm like, I just got off the clock for 8 to 10 hours.
Yes.
I come home, I got to cook and clean, right? Because mm-hmm. you still got to be a mom.
Yeah, you do.
You know, and do the homework and so forth. Ask the questions that you need to do a day. On top of that, I'm like, I got to answer the entertainment world, yes. right? You got to do that.
Which doesn't sleep.
Does not sleep, you're right. And I still got to look good,
yeah.
to be on camera the next day.
Yeah.
So I need some kind of sleep in between.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, why I'm saying this is because what I told that person was, if I worked 8 to 10 hours, what makes you think I'm not going to go just as hard for myself?
And
as a matter of fact, I'm going to go harder.
Yes.
So, and there's only 24 hours.
Yeah.
But I'm already 20.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful for the 4.
Yeah.
So I can look good on camera the next day for that shoot.
I get it. I'm serious. And then, you know, being in our industry, people obviously have their opinions and stuff, and they can keep it because we don't perceive any of their opinions. But you have to deal with a lot emotionally. The industry that both of us in, that actually how we met, the industry that we're in is not one of those industries that you can just expect everybody to like you. You can expect everything go peaches and roses and creams, whatever you want to say. And it's not an industry where you may have work all the time. And it's definitely not an industry that's going to say it's going to be this hours, because it's like all over the board. You don't know.
You don't.
You can get called at the last minute and say, we have a modeling gig, we have an acting gig, you need to be at this location, you have an audition at that location, and oh, by the way, you need A, B, C, and D, and you don't have that. So you need that time for the mental capacity as well. So how do you deal with, like you said, you're coming home from work, but now you have a surprise because you've left that job. Because
mm-hmm.
even last week, this is how fast this unmasking of the entrepreneurs are. I was just with you last week. We were filming last week.
Yeah.
And you told me, oh, I'm just, you know, deciding whether I want to keep my job. You let the job go. And then all of a sudden, the flood of other opportunities came in for you. So tell me, how do you feel right now? I mean, if somebody didn't believe that God was working on your behalf, then they should actually believe that now.
Amen.
Because I remember, this was just last week.
Yeah. It's so comfortable to be working as an employee, right? Because mm-hmm. it's a for sure payment. It's a for sure comforting. You know what that hourly or salary amount is every paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how to budget, right?
Yes.
Because it's a for sure thing. I go back to that promise that was given to me by God.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm growing, it's hard to maintain, right?
Yes.
My balance and my work schedule. I find myself at work, at the employment, place of employment, but I'm getting a call from a director.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a call for another opportunity.
Yes.
I'm getting an agency call to do something else, do an audition. And I'm just like, that made my day.
Yes.
And then what I didn't say that else that I do is I'm filming on a film currently where I'm doing the casting director and the co-producing. Okay. And that's other duties, right? Oh, yes. And now I'm doing AD. 82. So that's just scheduling. And you know, of course, there's software systems that can make it easier.
Right.
But overall, you have to be accountable for it. And one thing about me is I have always done everything with 110% of me. That's how I have become who I am today. Mm-hmm. From the age of 13, and I take ownership. I do a mistake, I own up to it.
Right.
Accountability is important to me.
Yes.
You know, the communication is important to me. These are the keys to success, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you can grow from them.
Yes.
It's okay to fail. It's okay, you know, to not be there on time, but just communicate.
Communicate.
You know?
Yes.
Let them know, because time is valuable. Yeah. And we all have a common goal or a goal. Mm-hmm. And whatever that person invited you to, it's important to them, right? So, yes, when I did leave that job, because I think I felt in my heart and God giving me the signs, because I would ask, I pray, I'm a Christian, and I pray and I ask God for a sign. And the more I kept asking, I kept getting success,
right?
So, and it's like, I felt in my head, God was saying, Nicole, I keep giving you every sign. What more do you want from me?
Yeah.
You know, at this point, you're not believing. At this point, you don't have faith. Yeah. So stop asking me. So, and I kept like this, seriously, last year, February was an important date. I don't have the date. I just knew the month of February is when I needed to quit.
Wow.
But I kept holding and saying, oh, XYZ. I can't because XYZ. I'm looking to do something else that needs money, right? Mm-hmm. And like you said, the entertainment, you don't know when your next gig is. You don't know if the next one's going to pay you. You don't know how big or how little. Mm-hmm. When they come, hopefully you have the availability and you're able to get it. You don't know if that audition was meant for nothing. You don't know if you're going to have that outfit. Because in this industry, it does cost money.
It does. It really does. Money that you haven't made yet.
Exactly. Yes. And it's an investment. And I think that's where a lot of people in this entertainment world don't understand. They think, oh, like, for example, I said I'm doing casting directing, right? Mm-hmm. So I do a lot of the extras. Mm-hmm. We do auditions for the main roles. I go out there and I find them. But here's the thing. People don't know. They're like, oh, are you going to pay me? Some things are not paid, unfortunately.
That's true.
And when I say, where's your acting? Mm-hmm. Where's your acting resume? Tell me about yourself. They don't have no credentials for it.
But they want you to pay them.
But they want to get paid. But what job do you go to with no experience and expect big bucks?
That's right.
So the entertainment world, right? It's a different world.
It is.
It's a whole different world. Absolutely. Yep. And unless you know somebody, I mean, it's hard to get in.
It is.
It's when they don't know you, you're going to start off as an extra. You're going to hope. But you know what? Here's the thing. Everybody starts off as an extra, and it is A-OK.
Okay, yes. It doesn't mean that the part is too small.
You go in there, you put in your work. You, I don't care if you have to look behind the camera, in front of if the camera don't see you, you better have the best side view.
Yeah.
You know, the best back view.
Yeah.
And when you get off that camera, you introduce yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
You let them know you've done your research. You know what, and you're thankful. You start networking.
Yes.
You wear the best clothes, because more than likely as an extra, they're not going to clothe you.
No.
Unless it's a big time set. But you start little. That's okay. Yeah. That's okay.
It is okay. Wow, this has been so good. You guys are just going to be so amazed at the stories that we're going to be telling during this series, Unmasking the Entrepreneur. And the reason why I wanted to do this series is because, Nicole, I think it's just too many people thinking that they see the entrepreneurs, the glamour and glitz. And I know I've had someone tell me, oh, you've been very successful, da-da-da-da. Yeah, but you didn't know my mess and the turmoil and the struggle that I had to get get to get to this point. I didn't just wake up one morning and it was handed to me. And I remember telling my cousin, we were talking, and I was like, nothing that I've done has just been handed to me on a silver platter. It really hasn't. It's like I had to struggle and I had to fight, you know, and I would always pray and I'd be like, God, why does it seem like I'm struggling so much? But now I look back and I'm like, I'm glad I did that, because somebody else's way can be easier. Mm-hmm. And I teach them and pour into them and sow into them. And then the next person they teach you just get easier. Because as we learn, as we make mistakes and then we learn, we can give it to somebody else the right way. Because I was in different industries and it was like, oh, you're almost like the first person in this industry. Really not, but I felt that way because there were other people in the industry that just wouldn't give me the information that I needed to be successful. And it's like, this is cutthroat. It's like, I'm going to withhold this and you just have to give it. I don't want that for other people. I want them to have what they need to navigate. And you're doing that with people that you run into. I see people ask you questions and you're helping people because you don't want them to bump their head. I don't think nobody should have to bump their head unless they want to bump their heads themselves.
Right.
What about you? So when you helping these people, how does that make you feel and how do you think they feel?
How does it make me feel is their success, that smile just brightens up my day. Hey, Nicole, like the publication.
Yes.
Girl, I did that. And, you know, they'll thank me. But, hey, you had it in you all along. You didn't know. You didn't know because you didn't have the tools.
Key tools.
But, hey, all I'm doing is sharing knowledge. And that's it. And that person more than likely down the road will be even more successful. And hey, Nicole, you want to come in and you want to come to this event or, you know, that's how it works in this industry. Because you can't do it alone. Mm-hmm. I said it in the beginning of the year. I don't know where my journey is going, but I know it won't be boring. If I'm going to be by myself, it's going to be boring.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I think.
So that's why it becomes more powerful the more people you come up with, right?
Yes.
Together to collaborate.
Uh-huh.
And that's the inspiration. When your vision is so big, you can't do it alone.
That's right, girl.
And that's me. Yeah. My vision is so big, mm-hmm. I can't do it alone. The people up there in Hollywood or whoever you're looking into as a role model,
uh-huh.
They need you to be a fan.
Yes, they do.
So everybody benefits off of each other.
Yes. Everybody needs everybody.
Everybody needs everybody. Whether it's the good or the bad, the negativity, because it comes along with the industry.
It does.
And you got to be prepared for it.
Yes.
And unfortunately, you have to have tough skin.
You do.
And because you don't feel confident, that photo shoot will show it if you don't feel confident.
Oh, yes.
So you run with it. I don't care if it's a dollar outfit. You make that dollar outfit look great.
That's right. That's right.
And I promise you it will. Your reflection will show in that mm-hmm. picture. So just as you look in your mirror, you tell yourself, you're beautiful. You're handsome. You're gorgeous.
Yes.
I am that woman. I am that man.
Yes.
I am everything. And
yes.
you wear it. And you know what? I promise you, you wear your head up high. People gravitate to that.
They do. They want that. They want your confidence because they need that.
Right.
They need that. And guys, I'm just so excited that you joined. Guys, y'all heard Nikki Nicole. I'm serious. Y'all better watch out for her. I am not even playing. And guys, I just feel like, Nikki, even since I met you, my life has changed. There's things inside of you that I needed to be ignited. And I'm just glad about mm-hmm. things that we're collaborating on and
That's
projects
so
that we're a part of or know each other's stuff. I'm just excited. Guys, you got to get on board. If you want her information, it's going to be posted on the screen. You just reach out to her if you want to ask her questions or reach out to her if you want to obviously be casted in a play or a skit or a drama, and she'll talk to you. She'll talk you through it. I'm serious. She really will.
Mm-hmm.
And I love you guys. Remember I said rip off every label placed on you by others, especially the ones that you place on yourself. destroy every limiting belief that you've told yourself. See, you've been putting yourself in a box, and it's time for you to take that box. Don't throw it away. Burn that box completely up, because unless you burn it up, you're going to go dig it out of the trash, or you're going to go dig it out of the closet and try to climb back in it when things get so hard. Remember, someone else's opinion of you does not matter. The only opinion that matters is the opinions of the Almighty. And His opinion is that you are favored. His opinion is that He made you for such a time as this. And I want you to soar and be the eagle that He created you to be. Until next time, I love you. Let's take this journey together.
Amen.